Democrat Representative Andre Carson's staffer says slain Charlie Kirk casualty of the violence he incited. By Bradley J. on September 12, 2025. A congressional staffer for Representative Andre Carson, DN, earning a taxpayer-funded salary, posted that slain conservative activist Charlie Kirk deserved his assassination. Heather Harvey, posting under at the underscore smartass underscore staffer on Instagram, is senior constituent liaison, according to a video posted to her Instagram and her LinkedIn profile. The staffer does not appear to be a fan of Kirk, but goes further than mere criticism to allege he earned his fate. Charlie Kirk isn't a martyr, she posted. He's a casualty of the violence he incited. Harvey has earned over 30,000 Instagram followers, routinely posting from her government office. Many of those posts raise questions about the time Harvey spends filming and posting on her personal Instagram account while on the clock. She has also posted partisan videos with the potential to prevent veterans from getting timely care from the Department of Veterans Affairs. Harvey posted a bizarre video instructing residents constituents of Georgia's 14th Congressional District not to contact their wackadoodle representative in the House but instead to contact one of their Democrat senators, Senators John Ossoff or Ralph Warnock. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, represents the district Harvey singled out without explanation. Despite Harvey's partisan advice, House offices in large states like Georgia, including Greene's, have significantly more staffing resources geared towards constituent services like Department of Veterans Affairs casework than Senate offices. Harvey also posted at least one video attacking VA staffers, despite a significant role of casework staffers being to leverage their relationships with contacts at the VA on behalf of their boss's constituents. Harvey also posted a video, like most of her videos, appearing to have been filmed inside her government office, seeming to ridicule constituents, often desperate for help and someone to listen to their problems, for sharing personal information with her. POV, you asked the constituent for their zip code, the video's caption reads. Harvey also posted an extensive video reading from multiple letters written by schoolchildren sent to Karen's office for the purpose of being forwarded to veterans on Valentine's Day for a Valentine's for Veterans program. My grandpa was in the Army. He didn't make it, Harvey reads, laughing hysterically. In another video posted by Harvey, her captions read, I hate the federal government. You work for the federal government, and still hate him. She posted another video filmed inside a bathroom, possibly the government office's bathroom, again noting her hate for the federal government and unexplainably referencing men wearing makeup in a women's restroom. Carson has praised Harvey on his government social media accounts. Congratulations to Heather Harvey, a member of my team, who's been honored with the Jefferson Award for multiplying good for her longtime service to veterans through my office, Carson posted on his official government Instagram account. Her commitment to these brave Hoosiers is clear to anyone lucky enough to know her. We're proud of you. Despite his staffer's sentiments, Carson offered a boilerplate statement after Kirk's death in which he referenced the fatal attack on Minnesota state representatives by a former government employee appointed by Democrat Governor Tim Walz. Political violence is never okay and must be stopped, Carson posted on X. In June, Minnesota Democratic lawmaker Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark, lost their lives, and now Charlie Kirk lost his. My condolences are with Charlie's family, especially his young children. An assassin shot Kirk Wednesday as he led a question and answer session at a Turning Point USA event at Utah Valley University in Orem, Utah. Kirk, who co-founded the organization and built it from nothing into a political and cultural powerhouse, organized the student-geared forum to promote civil discourse on college campuses and beyond. Update, Harvey, after posting additional Instagram stories overnight calling Kirk a white supremacist and saying you're never going to gaslight me into mourning a Nazi, appears to have deleted her Instagram account. Bradley J. is deputy political editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter and Instagram at Bradley J.